Well, Ukraine says a barrage of Russian shells and missile attacks have targeted critical energy facilities across several regions, leaving millions in darkness. The new wave of strikes comes as the capital, Kyiv, is seeing the season's first snow. Authorities say they're working to restore power nationwide as temperatures are expected to drop drastically. Meanwhile, the UN warns of a humanitarian emergency caused by power and water shortages. Let's talk about these shortages and bring in Asad Beg. He's standing by for us in a snowy Lviv in western Ukraine. Asad.
Yes, it's snowy. The temperature has really dropped, and that's a major concern for the authorities here. Now, President Volodymyr Zelensky has said there's about 10 million people without electricity, and the main energy provider has said that they're trying to keep the energy blackouts short and scheduled, but they described the situation as difficult. Now, that comes as Ukraine came under the biggest barrage of missile strikes since the start of the war that Ukrainian authorities say that was aimed at its energy infrastructure. Now, Russia has been targeting Ukraine's infrastructure, and since the temperature is dropping, it's a major concern. Now, on from those missile strikes, Ukrainian foreign minister has said that its experts, this country's experts, are now in Poland. Now, just to give you a recap, the missile landed in Poland near the border, killed two people. Ukraine is still adamant that it's a Russian missile, but that Poland, the United States and NATO are saying that it's unlikely that it was Russia that fired that missile. It's more likely that it was a missile from the Ukrainian air defense. Now, Ukraine is sticking to its guns, but they're taking part in that investigation, and they say they want to be open and constructive. Elsewhere in the country, on Thursday, there was an attack in Zaporizhzhia region, and the death toll from there has gone up to 10, because Russia continues to carry out airstrikes against Ukraine. And going on from Zaporizhzhia, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, now the IAEA says, again, third resolution, urging Russia to cease its actions against and at that nuclear plant. They say the Ukrainian staff continue to work at that plant. Its actions are putting that plant at risk. Now, Russian troops are at that plant. They continue to strike cities based from that plant, cities like Nikopol, that has seen severe shelling and artillery fire from the Russians, and the Ukrainians unable to fire back because of the safety around that plant. But as I say, the main concern now for the authorities is the snow, the drop in temperature, and the fact that 10 million people are without electricity.
All right, thank you so much. Asad Beg, reporting from Lviv.